Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Apostle Paul writes to his protege, Timothy, and he writes, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Praise God. My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that the giftings that we have received of the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, and that gifting that is operational, should not be stifled. Because if you see the next verse, in verse 7, he says to Timothy, he says, "For God has not given to you the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of sound mind." What was happening here? What was happening was that Timothy was a young pastor of a large church in that city. And there were elderly people who were giving him vibes that, hey, how can a youth preach unto us? How can a young man pastor us? How can he teach us the Torah? How will he give us the sermons and teach us the word of God? So that was the challenge that Timothy was facing. And so because of fear, his gifting was stifled. My dear brothers and sisters, so God had reminded him through his mentor, through his coach, Apostle Paul, who was reminding him that God has blessed you with the best gift. And it is similar with us a lot of times. If you see, other people may not think that you are important, but God does. And his opinion is the one that counts most. Remember David, before he became king, he had to overcome two obstacles. The first obstacle was his family's inability to see his potential. When Samuel the prophet came looking for a king among Jesse's sons, David wasn't even considered. Maybe that's because he was the youngest, or his brother seemed more qualified, or his father wanted to impress the prophet. The second obstacle was Samuel's inability to recognize God's call on his life. When Samuel the prophet saw the oldest brother, Eliab, a general in the king's army, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here," in 1 Samuel 16:6. But God set Samuel and the rest of us straight with these words: "People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7, right? David's problem is a common one. Many of us don't believe in ourselves because we weren't recognized or encouraged by our parents. Perhaps you have the potential to be a great musician, but because nobody cared enough to give you music lessons when you were young, you have given up on yourself. Or you may be a budding entrepreneur who was criticized for your foolish ideas about how to do business, and you have given up the dreams of your youth. If that's the case, it's time to rise up and reclaim who you are, to start praying that God will open your eyes and put someone in your life who will validate and fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Both spiritual and secular gifting to operate correctly in our lives, we need mentors and coaches who will guide you, encourage you, instruct you, so that you will excel in your gifting. And above all, let me tell you, you have the Holy Spirit of God, who always is with you, in you, encouraging you to optimize the potential that God has placed within you. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that, Father, we'll optimize the potential that you have placed within each one of us. I pray that our lives will be counted worthy for the cause of Christ, and not only for Christ alone, but Lord, I pray that, Father, then everything that we do, not only from the spiritual perspective, but also secularly, whatever we do it all unto the glory of Christ, that you will be magnified. Lord God Almighty, I pray today, You will encourage us. You will grant us mentors, coaches in our lives, O God. Men who believe in us. Women who believe in us. O Lord God Almighty, who will see in our potential, like Apostle Paul, who could mentor Timothy, O Lord. Encourage him when he was timid. Encourage him when he, O Father, could not operate in his gifting. And remind him of the gifting that was given to him at the laying on of his hands. I pray today likewise, we will be reminded of the gifting that God has given us. And Lord, that you have given us the spirit of love, of power, and of sound mind. And we'll accomplish great things today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. Bless them and be with them and cause them to flourish in every area of their lives. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke that sickness. Get out and enter into that body again, no more. Lord, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we are healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.